This is Chris Paul from the TJMS, running through the top stories in roughly 60 seconds with the Morning Minute. What a day of drama for Chris Brown. A white woman named Bailey Coran called the police and told them Breezy pulled a gun on her. And after 911 got a call about a Brown on Becky crime, the entire police department, SWAT team, K-9, DEA, helicopters, FBI, and Homeland Security surrounded his house. And after a standoff that lasted several hours, Chris Brown emerged and was arrested and charged with assault with a deadly weapon. And it's not helping Chris Brown that he posted several videos during the standoff of him saying over and over again, F the police. You know, if Breezy put those lyrics to music, it would make an anthem that Colin Kaepernick would stand for. And speaking of Colin Kaepernick, apparently a whole lot of black football players are opposed to him not saluting the flag. Tiki Barber blasted Kaepernick, then Rodney Harrison said Kaepernick ain't even black. Then Hall of Famer Jerry Rice said Colin is all wrong and all lives matter. Listening to these black players talk, you start to realize why their bosses are called owners. Oprah Winfrey has lost weight, and she says she can now straddle Stedman without breaking his back. Sounds good, but be careful, Stedman, because she's still not petite. And Big Girl on Top may be one of Oprah's favorite things, but if she bends Stedman's joint, his broken manhood's gonna be the color purple. I'm Chris Paul, and this was the Morning Minute.